It is Thursday, June 21st, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to Walton Arts Center Star Theater Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, tomorrow Kevin Lazis, a member of the University of Arkansas track squad, will begin his attempt to qualify for the United States Olympic team in the decathlon. Plus, Jehovah's Witnesses from three states are preparing for a series of large conventions in Fort Smith this summer.
First, Arkansas's two U.S. senators disagree about new rules from the Environmental Protection Agency that seek to reduce mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. Yesterday, the Senate backed, along party lines, the new EPA measures requiring power plants to install control technology that would reduce mercury and other toxic emissions by 90% by the end of 2015. Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, says the three-year timetable for utilities to comply with the rules should be extended. Senator John Bozeman, a Republican, says the regulations are misguided and could cause the price of electricity to skyrocket in coal-fired states like Arkansas, which produces 45% of its power from coal.
My concern is that Arkansas is a coal-fired state, and certainly we need to do all that we can to protect the environment, and we need sound science and common sense as we go forward. I was concerned that the rule that has been promulgated goes too far. And as a result, we're going to have increased utility costs.
Senator Pryor says the reduced emissions could save the nation up to $90 billion a year in health costs by reducing heart attacks, asthma, and other illnesses associated with exposure to mercury and other toxic emissions. Senator Bozeman says the regulation will cost Arkansas jobs by increasing companies' energy costs. Furthermore, Senator Bozeman says U.S. coal will be shipped overseas, where it will be burned in coal plants with lower emission standards.
Despite some rain this morning in part of northwest Arkansas, wildfires continue to spread throughout Arkansas today as authorities work to contain them. The Arkansas Forestry Commission is using its air patrol to spot fires and get to them faster. Mark Cutrere, fire management officer, says its crews and local fire departments are on high alert during this drought.
What we're doing is we're putting up detection flights. We'll have an airplane take off and fly a predetermined route to look for fires. We're doing that in pretty much all of the burn ban areas. And they have a predetermined route that they fly going from county to county, and they fly looking for smoke. My main opinion is don't burn.
Cutrere also says residents need to pay close attention to burn bans in their area. At this point, more than two dozen counties in Arkansas have burn bans in effect.
Yesterday, the Arkansas Razorback baseball team took some time away from its College World Series preparations to visit the Omaha Children's Hospital and Medical Center. The team broke up into several different groups and spent time with many of the patients. Players autographed baseballs and handed out autographed team pictures and team photo cards. Arkansas is scheduled to play again tonight in the College World Series against either South Carolina or Kent State. Those two teams had their elimination game rained out last night and are scheduled to be finished with the game by mid-afternoon today.
What parts of the region did get rain today should not get used to the precipitation. The National Weather Service says the chance of rain is absent from the forecasts for tonight through at least the middle of next week. Lows tonight will be from the mid-60s to near 70. Highs in northwest Arkansas for the next several days will be in the 90s and near or above 100 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.